It's to be hoped that after death, your memory will be fondly held by generations to come. It also may help to leave a bequest. Commentator Ed Cullen recalls one 19th century gentleman from Louisiana who left behind something that will keep him in the hearts of some people for many years to come.
Every couple of years, Philip Burgoyne gets a call about the Poydras dowry from a newspaper reporter or a radio talk show host. Is it true, the callers ask Burgoyne, that West Baton Rouge Parish has a dowry for couples who plan to marry? What the rest of the country calls counties, we call parishes in Louisiana. Patiently, Burgoyne, who's the parish finance director, explains that there is a fund valued at a little more than $100,000. It's the bequest of a wealthy bachelor who couldn't marry the girl he loved because her family was too poor to provide a dowry. When Julian Poydras died in 1824, he left $30,000 to the parish to provide dowries for poor girls. Today, true to the nature of a dowry, the money in the Poydras dowry goes to the husband. Couples learn of the dowry when they apply for their marriage licenses at the clerk of court's office. That's across the street from Burgoyne's office, where the dowry checks are handed out. Interest from the dowry fund is divided among the couples who apply before the end of January. The dowry fund stands at $114,865.25. The size of each dowry won't be known until Burgoyne tallies the number of applications. The dowry has helped pay for wedding rings, first furniture, rent, and dinners for two. "I don't ask my friends how they spend their money," said Kelly Stein, whose dowry of $110.87 went into savings. "If it was $1,000, you might say, 'What did you do with the money?' But $50, you can spend that at Walmart in an hour." "I just thought it was neat," Stein said. A bride who married during the Great Depression put her $235.16 in the bank, withdrew the 16 cents to buy a bag of candy for her sister's children, and eventually spent what was left on a house. Ida Lee Thibodeau Leray got her part of the Poydras dowry more than 70 years ago. She told a reporter in 1986, "That was my start." "Poydras started the dowry because he couldn't get married," Leray said. Quel dommage. Poydras was a wealthy plantation owner when he died. He stipulated in his will that his slaves be freed and pensioned. That was almost 40 years before the Civil War. Poydras endowed schools, orphanages, and a charity hospital. He was a poet. He was president of Louisiana's first constitutional convention and was one of the state's first presidential electors. But he's remembered best by couples who drive to the West Baton Rouge Parish courthouse in cars worth many times the amount of their dowry checks. Amy Hebert has a warm feeling for Julian Poydras. When she and husband Michael married in 1972, the Poydras dowry gave the couple $45. "I think it's wonderful," Amy said, "that someone thought enough about marriage to do that."
Ed Cullen writes for The Advocate in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Thank you.